The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie same game parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
This is Waddle and Sylvie on WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago. Chicago's home for sports. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Thank you for listening, calling, and participating in today's show. Fun day today. Thank you to Mike North. Thanks to Black and Abdallah, who are on tonight, 6 until 8. Then Odds Couple on the air, 8 until 9. You can get the podcast already on the ESPN Chicago app. Waddle and Sylvie are here for
Carl. How you doing, Carl?
How you doing?
Hey. Hey, Carl.
Hey.
How you doing? Hey, Carl. How you doing, boy?
Johnny's obviously...
What's Johnny buying?
Johnny's filled his diaper. You can smell it over here.
Oh, no, he's on his... He's betting the horses.
I see the horses.
He's betting the
race. He's been on quite a run.
Too bad he didn't give us a share of the
I know. You know what? He's selfish, a very...
Selfish SOB.
I'm flying by the seat of my pants right now.
Oh, you're flying by the seat of your dirty pants.
What kind of advice am I going to give you guys?
Coffee, maybe?
Yurko, meantime, has had his entire Arizona line this week.
All week.
Arizona State today, yesterday at Arizona University.
You like my cigar burn right there, too?
I actually
I have an Arizona State thing, too, because
we both went there when we golfed.
And it was like 50% off.
50% off of
winter
wear.
Why not?
Where at?
Man, I love Arizona State.
At Arizona State.
Yesterday, he was wearing the University of Arizona.
They used to have the Karsten golf course there.
Yeah, they tore it down.
That's Ping, right? Ping Karsten.
Do you know why they tore it down?
No.
More housing at Arizona State University.
What did we figure out last time? That's a cigar burn right there.
It is.
Yeah, I know.
Phil's home course. John Rahm, Phil. Those guys played on that
course. Where's he at? Whistling Rock or something like that now?
I think so. But in college, yeah. I mean,
I think
it was,
he's where Wilbon plays.
Greyhawk.
Oh, is he?
I thought it was.
Well, guys, by the way, Wilbon's a member of Olympia Fields.
Yes, he is.
That as well.
Right?
Yeah. He's got a home course and an away course.
Yeah. Oh, he's got many courses. Yeah.
Matter of fact.
He's got one in D.C., got one in Arizona, got one in...
Carmen and I were there. When Carmen and I were there, he used Wilbon's locker.
They gave me Wilbon's.
Yeah. And we took a picture of it and sent it out.
Dan Marino?
No, I got one of the local products.
Really? I think it's the local guy.
You're just keeping it low key?
Speaking of Wilbon, Wilbon's one of these guys. I wanted to ask this yesterday. We never got to it. Wilbon's one of these guys, and I heard Yurko alluding to football in yesteryear. He's one of these guys who always believes sports was played better yesteryear.
No.
Are you a yesteryear guy or a future guy? Do you guys always believe that you will see better stuff as years go by, or will you always believe that you've seen the best in yesteryear?
I don't disrespect what I've seen in yesteryear. Like, you know, people want to lambast Chamberlain or Mikan or say, oh, well, they couldn't do it. Or Cousy couldn't do it at this
Bill
time.
Russell.
Or Mike Ditka. Mike Ditka was a monster where he was. And remember, these guys trained before training was anything. And if they would be born, today, where they're 25... Mike Ditka would still be a monster in the NFL.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, to me, when you say, well, you can't compare. No, you can compare, actually. You can take a look. You can do a deep dive to see the athleticism of the individual with the new training methods and the way they take care of themselves better now. Those great athletes would be great athletes today. So I don't necessarily go, I discount everything that happened in the past and say everything today is so much more exceptional. But I also don't pretend like it was much greater then. It was a different set of rules. They played the game a different way.
Different science.
That's it.
Right.
I think it always gets better. Yeah. Athletes get better.
Right. Or if you are still watching sports and you think like you're not going to continue to watch greatness, why are you still watching?
I don't know.
Like, I don't want to be that old man yelling at the cloud.
No, but there's great individual plays that are always happening wherever you're at. I mean, there's always great plays. The contest itself demands excellence. So anytime two teams are competing, it demands excellence.
Like Danny said to me with Brady retiring, Danny said, are we ever going to see anything like this again?
We always see it now with Mahomes. But you always see it.
We may not see the accomplishment of seven.
You could actually, and I heard Shea talking about this as well.
But we're seeing a better performance.
You can come to the, like, we were having this discussion. I forget who it was. It's Friday. Maybe it was Wilbon who said, look, you can't argue the accomplishments, but the wow factor, I mean, the wow factor is attached to Mahomes much more so than it is to Brady.
Absolutely.
So, well, you I mean, become much style, more of a, your style, yeah. you know.
The older you get, the much more of a cynic you become and the much more jaded you yeah. become. Whether you like it or not, even if you want to try to avoid it, you still are a little bit jaded when you look at the performances today compared to the performances yesterday.
Look, everything evolves.
You've got to guard yourself from being that and becoming jaded right. and allow yourself to be impressed with what's happening now.
Players physically evolve. The game evolves. Yep. Like,
yeah, I think it gets better.
I think that... Look, Jordan, I don't know that anyone's ever going to be better than Jordan. Jordan will always be the best, but I enjoy watching that, sports I mean, more well, today well, than I did
can't guarantee
you know, 10
that.
Or 15 yeah. years ago.
I remember, look, I
think we're too jaded in this town to talk objectively about Michael, to be honest. We're too biased, not jaded. I think we're too biased.
I can't guarantee that he'll always be the best. One day, look, I remember seeing Michael when in the late 80s. I remember, There were no hot take shows then.
No.
There were no sports radio wasn't what it was then, what it is now.
You couldn't catch anybody doing anything with a hand camera or a phone camera.
Right, exactly. There wasn't heavens. Twitter, all that stuff.
Couldn't gamble on the fifth race at Oak Lawn on your phone either.
Yeah, couldn't do that.
But there was still the narrative out there that Michael would never be Magic and Larry, that he didn't make guys better, that Magic and Larry were better. That Michael had never won. And I was telling people, these are my eyes. Yep. Michael's the better player. Watch Michael Jordan play basketball. Michael is a better basketball player than Magic Johnson. Like, Michael would play point guard there was a stretch under Doug Collins where he was their point guard. And for like a three-week span, he averaged a triple-double. Just because
he was playing point guard.
He was playing point guard. Yeah. He was averaging like a 36-point triple-double. And people were stuck in the moment of, accomplishments. And I'm like, let it play out. Let it play out. And then eventually he ended up winning six. And I think that's what we're seeing with Mahomes. Mahomes is a better player.
He's a better, yeah.
But he doesn't have the accomplishments yet. And he may never have the ultimate ring factor.
He can definitely make throws and plays that Tom Brady was never making in his career.
Yeah.
There's no
doubt. You know
doubt
what I mean?
That.
There's more nuance to this.
Of course. I think so too.
Of course.
Like Wilbon was trying to tell us that Joe Montana is a better athlete than Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not so sure either one of them is going to win any, you know, overall athletic awards. Like, I think Mahomes was
I don't know.
Was,
I mean, Mahomes,
Mahomes was a 4'8" guy.
He was a shortstop and a pitcher.
Absolutely.
Star
I'm just saying, like he's not going to match up with, you know, some of the other athletes.
Did you see the
stat about Kopech?
Yeah, did you see that? Did you guys see that?
Did not see it.
Yeah. He outdueled Kopech in high school.
I think
as a pitcher?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he comes with his father.
Mahomes is pretty exceptional.
Is that something to write home about?
Yeah. Yes. You don't think so?
I'm joking.
I mean, have you ever seen Rick Russell? Rick Russell could deal. Wasn't much of an athlete.
I'm actually a Kopech guy. I fight for Kopech these days.
I like Kopech. But, I mean, I think Mahomes is a pretty special athlete.
There was a high school game where he had 15 strikeouts, no walks.
Yeah.
And Kopech had, 12 strikeouts and one walk, right?
One walk and no hits.
Yeah.
Like a 12-strikeout no-hitter with a walk.
That's not the same thing. Okay, is it shocking that a quarterback was also a great pitcher?
He was a shortstop. Phenomenal.
Which great pitcher wasn't a great shortstop at his baseball team?
Great
Rick Russell.
Great baseball player, great football player as a quarterback. Like, it's still the same. You're using essentially the same muscle and the talent that
who's
got
a better
you.
Athlete, Montana or Mahomes?
Come on.
I mean,
Mahomes.
I don't remember Montana well enough.
He'd be more athletic.
Who's a better athlete, Justin Fields
athletes.
Or Patrick Mahomes?
But that wasn't.
But that wasn't the conversation.
What is the conversation?
I said athletic.
Guess what? Justin Fields was a star in as well. Shortstop.
That's the point. Most quarterbacks can throw a baseball.
Cuddy was a great shortstop and was a great basketball player.
He's an incredible.
I don't think Rex Grossman was very good at baseball. I don't know.
Look at the highlights of Jay playing basketball. He was fantastic.
You could.
You ever seen him throw bags?
I have not.
No, gosh, he's a top elite bag thrower, too. Yes.
He's just a good athlete.
Yeah.
You were a good athlete. You're a good example.
Could play baseball, play football. Tommy could do everything.
Play tennis. Any professional athlete, when you see them, like Wilbon was trying to say, you ever see Montana play pickup basketball? My answer to that question was no.
I've never. You watch
any former athlete go to the East Bank Club and play pickup basketball, or go to the Y and play pickup basketball, and they're going to look like Michael Jordan. You watch Waddle play anything with us. And you see why Waddle was a professional athlete.
Can I play basketball?
I can't play basketball.
I would never play basketball.
I can, I can play defense and I can play point guard, but I was a horrible shooter.
No way, we're not playing anything.
I got a horrible. You've seen me drunk and playing on an 8-foot rim.
Waddle and I have been out there.
Yeah.
Doing the dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not necessarily that.
He's out there smoking a ear playing basketball.
Listen,
they're both in the driveway doing the dirty like on Boogie Nights.
He's got a Coors Light stuck in the snow, a heater in his mouth, and he's playing basketball with 8-year-olds. That's doing the dirty right there. That's what he's doing.
Just a different definition. We were doing people dirty by how we were.
There you go.
We were alley-ooping and doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
That's not what doing the dirty. Dirty is.
Crazy ball tricks here, cuz.
Listen.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Listen, you know
Four of them. Oh, boy. Jeez, what's going on between you two?
I got a knee. Yurko was helping Danny Lynch yesterday. Geez. I got a knee.
Lynch had an issue.
What do you think is going on, Yurk? It's right in
it's
here.
Medial meniscus issue right there, my friend.
Medial meniscus?
So let me ask you a question. How do you sleep? Do you sleep on your side? Are you a side sleeper?
Soundly.
Right side, left side?
Mostly left.
Okay, so what happens is you're on your left side. I'm telling you right now what's going on. You put your ankle somewhere, like maybe you interlock your ankle, and you put it in front of your left one, and you're creating a valgus-like stress on the inside of your knee.
He's saying it with assurance in his voice.
Put a pillow in between your legs.
Yeah, I do.
But at night when you roll around, it might be out. So what you got is you got a solid end point by your ankle and your hip, and that stress is causing the inside of your knee to drop a little bit. Jeez. Your medial collateral ligament is being just strange, just a smidge. It's being
now. You just also put some shoulder pads on and a mouthpiece and no pants.
Okay.
No. I get just go to sleep like that.
No, I'm giving you a real serious thing.
Can you do a test to make sure I don't have anything?
Well, I can give you a test like that. Hold your knee and take your ankle and move it.
Do him dirty.
See if I see any
Johnny, do him dirty.
There.
Give him the dirty
How
test.
How much laxity? Give him the test.
How much laxity?
Hold on. I'm going to need a little Vaseline, Carm. Oh, man.
Is that for you?
Moon River.
I do. I feel like I need the Dr. Goodkid to start looking at this.
Is it hurting the back, too?
No. Just this. It's right
My
here.
Wife just had meniscus surgery, side. And she had it on. She had it like there and in the back.
No, I think it's more MCL back. Than medial meniscus
yeah,
for
you,
Carm.
Did you slip on the ice?
I described this. I asked him how he slept, and when he told me how he slept, I gave him what I believe to be sound
Do you really
advice.
Think that he hurt himself sleeping?
Yes.
Well, I'm old enough, maybe I did.
Come on. I'm older than you.
Yes.
And I'm old and decrepit, and I don't even hurt myself
a lot of people do, though.
With their knees? It doesn't hurt when I run.
If I can plot
like in
the
a straight
points,
line, it, doesn't
it
work.
Never does, because your MCL
hurt.
Is part of lateral stability, not forward
it's
and backwards.
Side,
that's
right?
Your ACL and PCL.
So if I'm doing this, I can
That
feel
would
it
be
more.
A little bit, yeah, of course.
Like, I can see shoulders, because if you're sleeping on your shoulder wrong,
I don't know.
Seems a little odd that you've got a
again. I've described it to you.
Okay, I get it.
I described it to you.
Yurko's got the Civil War 11s.
I know it
too. That's so great.
You guys are so jealous, man. You know what your problems are? I don't even try, and I look fantastic.
Johnny, I don't want any new ones. Hey, can you buy us all a set of new ones and wear them in for us
right
and
now.
Then give them to us when they're worn
I
in?
I make zero effort every morning. I've got
we
nobody,
should get the new shoes
nobody
and wear them in for
me.
Him.
Well, you don't look good in that. You got to wear something else. I'll pick your clothes out. Or there's a giraffe and a giraffe, so you know how to dress in the morning. Geranimals. It's not what I do.
You think anyone's picking
make
this out?
Zero effort every morning to get dressed, and I look fantastic. I am the bomb.
The bomb.
That's what I am.
You know what? I'm wearing golf pants in 4-degree weather. You know why? Because it's easier on my balls.
I know. That's why I like them. Well, I like the
That's why I wear shorts.
That's why I wear shorts.
serious.
Wearing jeans is uncomfortable a lot of times.
Especially all the sitting down and standing up. I'm like, I'd rather be a little cold from here to the garage.
Totally.
But have free sway and no sweat going versus the jean.
And it's why I wear them all summer instead of, I don't like wearing jeans in the summer because it's too restrictive.
Yes. I've got 35
days. Yeah, I've got 35 days, I believe, until March 17th. Maybe a little bit longer. Maybe I have 38 days. Yeah, whatever it is. I can't wait to put the shorts back on. I held on to the shorts longer than I usually do because the December was a little bit mild and the early portion of January.
You had them on 10 days ago.
Yeah, but what I'm telling you now is I can't wait for this thing to pop back into the 45s and I'm ready.
Can you wear the shorts and the Civil War 11s at the same time?
Hey, it might be one morning where I'm a little foggy from the night before. Dude, that it ends up happening.
I'll buy you lunch. If you will come in and do the show.
I've worn golf shoes in here before.
I know.
You got to serve soup out of those. Things.
Look at him. That's so great.
Mallory, we got to get a
size 11 and a half. I don't know what your issues are over there.
Well, I have shockingly not as small feet as you would think compared to the hands.
Mine are 11 and a half, so mine are normal. There's nothing out of whack with an 11 and a half. It's not like I'm walking around with size 14s.
They don't make them that big. They don't make those sweeties that big.
I just want to backtrack to the Waddle dressing advice.
Seriously.
Well, be comfortable.
Yeah, wardrobe tips with Tom Waddle.
Right.
I wear these pants because it's nice on my balls.
He's right about that, though. I totally
agree. I'm serious. Like, I'm not going to hide it.
It's like, I
wore jeans yesterday, and I was miserable.
No, yeah, it's too...
I'm
with you. There's a few pairs that I like that I... a brand that is, it's a little bit cut
I won't wear any that are, like, heavy and stiff. No. Right, like, everything's got to be pliable and, you know, nice and soft.
That's why wearing joggers
is sadly, you end up paying an arm and a leg for them.
I know. That's
sadly. Fine. Sadly, you do.
Otherwise, you can buy these Adidas for $40 and your balls swim nicely.
Adidas! Standing on 250th Street.
Golf course, though.
Funky fresh.
You know what? I'm getting ready to get in the car and drive around and have total freedom.
Nice and comfy.
That's all.
Freedom. Your crime home. Freedom. You and Stephen J. Biko.
You guys celebrating...
Cry Freedom. You don't remember? You never remember the movie? Peter Gabriel was in it? Mm-hmm.
Are you guys celebrating...
Oh, get out of here.
Jordan?
Stop.
No? Okay.
Like I said, it's sweetest day for sports dorks. Come on.
Well,
what are you?
Dork.
Yeah,
I'm a sports dork. I get it.
Michael Jordan Day is every day for me.
Why are we manufacturing
No,
we don't.
We don't need 2-3-3.
The man owns Michael Jordan DNA at his house in a frame.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a petri dish.
No. I didn't know until I woke up today. Danny Zetterman tweeted me and he goes, "Hey, it's Michael Jordan Day." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "It's 2-3."
2-3. Oh boy.
And I said, "Well, why don't we make it Ryan Sandberg and Devin Hester Day too?"
No.
And he's like, "Now you've ruined it."
Yeah, you have. I agree with what
Well,
Danny,
I mean, we've had someone like your favorite baseball player was Robin Ventura.
He's one of them.
But he
can
take
we've
a punch.
Got a lot of good 23.
We're not going to Goober this up for 4 hours, are we? Are we really?
Watch it, Mister.
Are we going to Goober this up for 4 hours?
Did he ruin it for you though by managing your team?
Robin? No, I still like Robin a lot.
Johnny, what do you think?
Yeah, I still do. Weirdly.
Dumbest thing of the year so far?
I still like
maybe?
Yeah. Something seems that was manufactured out of Brooklyn.
But just wait till Danny wants to do it again on April 5th for 4-5-2-3.
Well, what about in 2 weeks? It's his 60th birthday.
I said that. And even Black and
2 weeks from today.
Danny can do a podcast.
It's Michael Jordan Day again in 2 weeks because it's his 60th birthday.
Danny can do his own podcast.
I feel strep coming on.
Yeah. Feeling a bit feverish myself.
Hey, we covered baseball today, Carmen.
I read one baseball story.
Baseball. I'm pitching. I am pitching Scottie Pippen Michael Jordan Day. On 3-3-2-3.
Yes.
And it is the day for Scottie and Michael to patch things up.
Now we're really going to piss
off. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yes. Why? Like, it should be a day that they get their relationship.
You know what I'm gonna do? It'll be my day for the flu game. I'll have my own personal flu game. Yeah.
Barkley.
I think Sylvie's on to something.
And then 3-4-2-3 is when Barkley and Michael patch things up.
Barkley did a lot less than Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Did a lot less to earn the scorn of Michael and to be ignored. Yes, the ire. Pippen is 1,000 times worse.
1,000%.
1,000 times worse. Michael, the dust on the bottom of Michael's shoe is more valuable to
Michael
than Scottie Pippen is right now.
Yes. Any chance?
Yeah, of course.
You are so, Yurko, all Charles Barkley did was tell the truth. Mm-hmm. All he did was say he is not successful because he surrounds himself with yes men.
Yep.
That's it. And he still, his team still sucks.
Stinks.
He knows how to make money just like the rest of the billionaire owners.
That team
all the billionaire owners know how to make money. Michael is a money-making machine. Does he know how to win as an owner?
No.
Just like George McCaskey doesn't know how to win. Michael Jordan's the same thing as an owner as George McCaskey. You can't deny that.
No.
But
how many times has Michael's teams been in the playoffs?
Barely. And he's hiring the same coaches over.
Steve Clifford's back.
Yeah, and
but he looks swollen.
When you talk
sweaty.
About Pippen then, Pippen, some of the stuff that he has said,
yeah,
no basis for any of it.
Yeah, it's a lot worse.
A lot worse.
I don't know how close they ever were anyway, but I don't, you know, at
but
this
still,
point,
you don't have to be best friends.
Just so he could sell a book in bourbon.
Yep.
And you have never done that bourbon, have you?
Nope.
What is it called? Four hands?
Fingers, I think.
Four hands?
Isn't it called fingers?
Have you paid for the four hand massage, Yurk?
Oh, Yurko.
Have you? I think that's what you're thinking of.
Four fingers.
Orchids of Asia, right?
The four hand massage.
The Osaka East.
The four hand massage is just two people working on your large body, right?
That's all.
I'm telling you.
It's a Yurko. It's called the Yurko special.
It's called the upstairs downstairs, right?
You think your hands are small? Ooh. I'm telling you. Hello, how are you?
All right, what's up?
Don't change the subject.
Where are you going?
Johnny, where are you going tonight?
I want to hear him riff.
Johnny, where are you going tonight?
We're watching Chelsea Fulham right now. They got a couple of American players out there.
It's time for break. I'm leaving.
I don't know.
Johnny, what are you doing this weekend?
Pulisic isn't in the lineup here.
What? What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I'm going to go dancing.
Are you?
At the Zombie Zoo. Yeah, have a good time.
Zombie Zoo? Is that a bar?
Mm-hmm. Is it? The Zombies?
What kind of dancing do you do?
Salsa. Me? Charleston. Charleston. Yeah, it's a throwback
with
to the old
shoes.
Yeah.
You have a top, like a hat, you know,
top hat,
bolero,
cane,
whatever
top
it is.
Hat and cane. I'm bringing the Civil War 12s out for that one.
The 11s. Do you have a sword, too? Just like a, you know, a costume sword you can put around your waist?
Nope, I got a real sword.
Do you?
A real sword?
It's a weapon of some sort of destruction.
Mass destruction.
It's a,
well, I said some sort of destruction.
Samurai sword?
Oh, yeah.
All right, what?
Don't let him riff.
Always in its sheath.
Why are you trying to cut
the
short?
It's always in its sheath, Carm.
Let's talk about his sword.
Always in its sheath, that's true.
Is it?
Is it a
pocket knife, or is it
better? Oh, it's a saber.
It's like it's from Pulp Fiction.
It's a buffalo saber.
Yeah?
What's the name of that buffalo saber line? The dangerous one.
It was The French Connection.
The French Connection, yes.
Popeye Doyle.
Trudeau.
That's a great movie. Good call.
The French Connection.
French Connection. Yeah. Good call.
Gene Hackman, who's 93.
Trudeau Mignolet. Yeah.
Does he look good for 93?
No.
Who?
Who,
Gene Hackman?
Show me what good look for 93 looks like. Yesterday you said,
you gotta go to
my grandfather was 97, he looked good.
No, pull a picture of Anthony Quinn up.
He had the olive skin, probably.
Anthony Quinn as an old man looked good.
You guys ripping everybody how they look at 93.
He was still getting things done at 80. He had a kid at 80. You gotta look good at 80 if you're gonna have a child.
Anthony Quinn?
Anthony Quinn. Yeah. He's still out there.
I think anyone who's alive in 93 looks good.
What's the oldest anyone's fathered a child?
Oh, boy.
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Pay that off next.
I don't know.
Well, we'll Google it. That's a Google away. Come on. You got a damn
Google
computer
search
in front of you.
I mean, what the hell are you doing?
I would have bet $100 a car would have known that.
But, like, Waddle thinks he's going to the hospital to look through records.
Yeah,
like, and that's going to take years to go through.
Where are you going?
You know what? It is Friday.
Les Coley is your record holder at the age of 92 and 10 months.
That's my grandfather, like 93.
Let me see.
He looked pretty good at 93.
He does look great.
That's him with Gio. When Gio was
look at that hair.
Oh, my God. He looks fabulous.
He's like 93.
I mean, come on.
There you go.
The t-shirt? What's he trying out for a role? What's going on there?
That's the way he dressed. He
just got done making the gravy. He just got done.
Yeah, you trying to be Joe Pesci's father in that? What's going on for a movie role?
I thought he was wearing a baby Bjorn, but that's just his...
That's his dagotee. He's sitting in his house. Look at the color of the walls. Look at the tile.
Is it green?
Like this house in Berwyn. Yeah. He had the picture
beautiful
right over. You can't see it.
Can
right
you show Twitch? Him? Are you showing Twitch?
Guys, right behind him?
When you got tile on the floor that's 6x6, look, 6 feet, 6 inches by 6, you know that's old school tile
what
right
do you
there.
Think? Yeah. Right behind him, there's
it
a
cleans,
big,
hey, it cleans
big
up easier.
I know who there's a big picture of.
The Last Supper. Like this.
Okay.
Dude, okay. Tile that size.
Stop it.
Tile that size cleans up easier because there's not as much grout.
But that's like he's like 90.
There's too much grout.
Joe Twitch before we have to go.
All right, forget it.
Because I don't think
it's 6 inches. Yeah. 6 inches is this big, Johnny.
All right, we got to go.
Oh, shut up.
Sham Sharania is going to be in studio with us at 3.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I'm staying.
Yes.
I love Sham. He's great.
Tell Sham.
Did you know we went to the same junior high?
No.
Yes, I found that out recently.
Just not at the same time.
Speaking of great pictures, there's Sylvia at his bachelor party.
Oh, look at that.
Let's see.
Look at that's a pointy ones on you.
Look at that pointy ones on you, kid.
I have. I'm very.
My heavens.
That's awesome.
You ever think about wearing some Band-Aids over those?
You look good. Look how young. God,
look young.
This is 10 years ago.
No, more than that.
More than that.
12 years ago.
No, 12
years ago this summer.
2011.
2012.
2011.
2012.
I don't even know.
It's your life.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I remember because I had to get through security.
I just celebrated my 10-year anniversary.
I had to get, to the reception, I had to get through security.
All right. So Shams is coming.
Hey, we needed that security guard during the wedding for a relative.
When you think about it, I remember.
Yeah, he was a rough one.
He
was just excited.
Yeah,
he
was
excited.
Very happy.
He was overjoyed.
Very overjoyed. All right, are you celebrating Michael Jordan Day, or
I didn't bring my passport,
is
sir.
Stupid. There's also a football insider who is telling the Bears that they should do something.
The T. Higgins stuff is interesting,
I will tell you what he is tweeting the Bears to do.
All right.
Oh,
okay.
Shams in studio in a half hour from right now.
Love it.
And some more fun with the Illinois stuff.
Yeah, we had fun. It was fun. Yeah,
it's a great story.
We had a good time with that.
All right, boys. Waddle and Sylvie will get you up next.
Have a great weekend, fellas.
You guys, too.
It's good to see you guys. Weekend. All right.
And we'll see you Monday.
Enjoy lunch.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Waddle and Sylvie are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed.
That's a Kleenex.
Blow your nose? Is that mood music for you? You sound like Barry White.
Smoke, yeah.
What are we using this Kleenex for?
I don't know. I'm not sure. And if you... Never mind. The whole thing is crazy.
I didn't know anything about this 2-3.
Oh, my ass. You made it up.
I did not know. Now, my younger self would have certainly rolled around in it. And
with Danny, the two of you.
Yeah, Danny's all about this. Right now, he's just a bad owner in sports. Right now, that's what Michael Jordan is. Michael Jordan is like the rest of the older billionaires who own a sports team. He doesn't know how to win. He knows how to make money, and he doesn't know how to win. That's what he is now.
He should own a team in our town.
Yeah. Now, like Tyler said, he wasn't in town yesterday for the game. He has very, very little to do with the Bulls, very little to do with this town these days. This town, except that he won't sell his house. He isn't. But today is, I guess, Michael Jordan Day, 2-3-2-3, February
3rd. What do you mean 3rd. You guess it is? Is this official? Is like, who says it is?
Well, and we have, I've just tweeted out a poll question, too. You want to know how I tweeted it? It is split in thirds exactly. I gave three answers, and we have exactly a dead heat, just about a dead heat exactly. Are you celebrating Michael Jordan Day? I gave yes, no, and WTF are you talking about? So what the blank are you talking about? 33.6% say yes.
Dorks.
33.6% say no. And 32.8% say what the blank are you talking about?
Can I just
They
ask,
don't even know why it's Michael Jordan Day
who
today.
Who proclaimed it Michael Jordan Day?
I think whoever, whether it was, I don't know who started it. But, every day is something.
What was yesterday?
National Coffee Day, National Pizza Day, Groundhog Day. Everything is something. National Wine Day. You know, National Give a Hug Day.
I didn't get any hugs last year.
Well, today we should be hugging on Michael Jordan Day. National Shrug Day.
Not when you're asking for a Kleenex over there. You stay on your side of the counter. Like, who's really, I mean, and how do you celebrate Michael Jordan
By playing stuff like that. Like, look, you can't hit every shot you take.
Do you feel great? Does that make you feel better?
You don't stop shooting.
Don't stop believing.
Don't stop.
He probably hates every bit of this as much as everybody else.
I think he's enjoying it. He'll never admit that he's enjoying it. But you know him. He's enjoying it.
If there was a Scottie Pippen day, he'd be pissed about it.
Yes, exactly.
But I don't know that he enjoys it. I think he enjoys being upset more than he enjoys being happy.
Oh, that's not that's not a bad thought.
He enjoys being angst-filled more so than being content, maybe. How about that?
Like
always got to have a villain to compete against, maybe?
Do you think he hated losing more than he enjoyed winning?
I'm already tired of the conversation.
We did the video, and I said, Happy Michael Jordan Day. And what'd you say? Oh, blank off.
Like
you called this the sweetest day of,
for sports dorks.
For sports dorks.
Yeah.
I told
this is
Waddle,
a manufactured day.
I told Waddle this story when I was out of SIU, 21 years old.
These are the stories I want. Not, hey, what's your favorite Michael Jordan moment? No, I want to hear your most dorky Michael Jordan thing.
Trying to think of the timeline exactly when it was. So the Bulls win in June of 93. I graduate from Southern. They win. I start my job in Estherville, Iowa in 1993 in June. Then he retires. I forget. It was right after. Okay, I know the timeline now. It was during that White Sox playoff game against the Blue Jays in October, early October, 1993. So I'm like in Iowa for 4 months, 5 months, whatever it is at that point. You know, and he's thrown out the first pitch on the south side. And then all of a sudden, word gets out, Michael's going to go to the Birdo Center and retire the next day. Everyone's trying to chase Michael out of Comiskey Park. They didn't get him. He retires the next day. Me, in this small town in northwest Iowa, I've got this one-bedroom apartment. It's a furnished apartment. You know what my salary was in 1993?
Let's go with...
Take a guess.
Let's go with $11,000 a year.
Basically, yes. Yes. I made $900 a month.
There you go.
My starting salary was $900 a month. This apartment balanced itself out because it was $175 for a furnished apartment per month.
Did it have a peephole?
It did have a peephole.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you say, like, on the door to look out to see who was knocking on your door.
If you say
so. Not that you need, like, this was a town where when it got bitter cold in Iowa, people would go to the grocery store and they would keep their car on a day like today. They would go into the Hy-Vee and they would keep their car running in the parking lot because it was so cold and no one would dare steal their car. This is the type of town it was.
If you did, you'd end up in an Iowa jail.
Right. But no one would in this type of town.
Okay.
And then those jail stories yesterday were great. So it's 4 months later. I'm this Michael Jordan sycophant. And I put in the picture window facing the high school. I had an apartment across from the high school. And I put on the poster board a big 2 and 3.
You made it out of a poster board. You got a poster board.
Big poster board.
And drew a big red 23.
Big red 23 with my marker.
What kind of markers are we talking here? Permanent red, or what'd you go with? Or were they more like the Crayola type? The red marker you used was like a permanent red? Or
yes. The permanent, the ones that really smelled. You know how you get the... you get a black marker, you get a red marker, has a really big fume. Like,
what
if
else
you
is there to do in Estherville, Iowa?
I got high, no friends at that point.
Next thing you know, I don't know what
I think
happened.
That was my entire night.
Did you do the outline? Did you have black outline, or was it just
took a pencil?
Red?
I took a pencil, and I think I traced a 23 first to make sure it was done well, and then I colored it in with the marker.
And then you went out on a date afterwards.
No,
right?
I didn't know many people at that time. And so it was only like 3 or 4 months into my stay in northwest Iowa. And then I put it right in the middle of the window, facing outward.
Because you were, what was the essence? What was your message?
I'm retiring his number.
There you go.
Michael's number, retired.
What people, did your neighbor
people
say?
People in town would ask me when they would see me doing, it's October, I'm doing, my job was the sports director of this radio station, KILR. And they're all asking me, oh, I saw the big...
Killer, the killer.
The killer,
K-I-L-R.
Yes. KILR radio.
Did you call it the killer?
No, you couldn't.
You couldn't?
Roger, no. The owner, would not let me call it killer.
That's,
no.
That's did you want to call marketing. It the killer?
No, it was bad marketing, but there was one day, like, he would play adult contemporary music. He was a type of owner. One day, I played, like, an Aerosmith song, and he came marching down into the studio, and he gave me the riot act.
Really?
There was one game when I said, damn, during a game. I said, ooh, those damn officials. He met me at the door, and I thought he was coming to compliment me on a great play-by-play the night before, and he was coming to ream me out that I said the word damn.
Can't say damn, I'm killer.
Can't say damn. That was considered a swear in
how
Northwest
about balls?
Iowa.
Could you slip a balls in there?
There's no chance.
No?
I don't even think I was allowed to say basketballs.
Did you were you going by Mark Silverman? Or did you have a code name?
No,
did you have a did you have a DJ name?
I did not have a DJ
if
name.
If you had a DJ name, what would it have been at the time?
Don't
come on, you had to have been thinking about that.
Never did. No.
Never?
No.
It would have been Mark Jordan.
Or Jordan Mark.
Air Silverman.
Jordan Mark.
Mark Jordan Michael.
I'm Jordan Michael. Jinx.
Jordan Michael. So I put this, and people were asking me, happy birthday, did you just turn 23?
No, I'm a Michael Jordan sycophant.
Michael's number is now retired, and I just retired it for all to see.
Okay, mister. Good to talk to you. Have a great week.
And you wondered why I couldn't get a date in Iowa.
Who would have thought that would have been a real conversation starter?
Yeah.
I retired Michael Jordan's number.
Yeah, hey, you a big Michael Jordan fan?
Posters
I am.
Posters all over the wall.
Yeah.
Even in Iowa. And then, as you know, I got to cover the Bulls in 95 coming here.
Yeah.
Through 98, and I stole stuff out of his locker.
Yeah, you did.
Just like a good stalker would.
Yeah. By the way, can we pull some money together and buy Robert a calendar? Robert and Romeoville. Just read what it says up there.
Robert in Romeoville, the caption underneath your call says, is Jordan Day this year only?
Maybe if you survive another, I don't know, 100 years.
Well, I mean, because the reason why I said Sylvie was saying, like, every day is something. So just follow with me real quick. So February 4th is Donut Day. Every year, February 4th is Donut Day, right? So
right.
Today is 2-3-2-3 Jordan Day. Next year is 2-3-2-4. Uh-oh, wait a minute. That's Jordan Kobe Day now, isn't it?
Right.
Okay.
Or Jordan Bill Cartwright Day.
I can't wait to get to 6 tonight. I just can't. More so than any other day. I just can't. I can't wait to get to 6 o'clock today. It's probably not appreciated upstairs by our bosses, but if this is the way the day's going to go, and then Robert,
I think it's a good question.
2 years from now, 2-3-2-5, then what's it going to be?
Jordan, you got me there. What is it?
I don't know.
Was Thomas Jones 25?
Michael Thomas Jones 20?
Well, 20, that's right. Who's 25? Who's a 25 in this town?
I have no idea.
I don't either, Robert.
Harris? Was there a guy on the Bears?
Ooh, that's a good call.
No.
Was it Thomas Harris? Was he a cornerback, maybe? Did I get that right?
All right, Robert.
See you, Robert.
Thanks, guys.
Happy Friday.
What is your favorite day of the year?
My favorite day of the year? Oh, that's a
good question. Not a holiday. Not Christmas.
Oh,
not,
no?
No. I mean, like, is it Pi Day? Is it 420 Day? You let you celebrate pie.
Weed.
Okay, what is
weed.
It? 314?
Whatever day has Miller Time in it.
I'm sure there's a Miller Time day. Google that.
I've never really thought about it if it's not a holiday or it's a birthday.
What is your favorite fake day? That's a good question. Like, what is your favorite made-up day?
Don't have one.
All right, 312-332-3776.
You have made-up days?
Well, no, they're ever like all these made up holiday days, like you were saying.
Like Christmas.
Stop it. You said that. Not me.
You threw yourself out.
Show yourself out.
Shams is going to be in studio. And I got to tell you what someone in NFL circles is pitching about the Bears. They tweeted the Bears should do this, and I think you would agree with it. I'll read that to you coming up next.
Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM. Listen now on ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Oh, want to talk about this later because it came up in an article. Could T. Higgins be had?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Dan Orlovsky tweeted an hour ago, hey, Chicago Bears, hey, at Chicago Bears, trade for T. Higgins. So that's interesting. And speaking of trades, we've got the best in the business in the Old National Bank studio. Second day in a row, we've got a high-profile guest.
To class up the joint.
Yeah, to class up the joint in the Old National Bank studio. They're both great at what they do. Sham Sharania, our buddy, Chicago's very own.
Shout out Old Orchard Junior High.
Oh, shout out Old Orchard Junior High. I went to Old Orchard Junior High.
They didn't knock that place down when you were done with it,
no,
Sylvie?
No, no. I went there in 1983, 84, and 85. Shams, what year were you born?
I was a little bit before you, but...
Yeah, just before me, sure. Shams Charania, you know him, you love him. He's the senior NBA insider for the Athletic. You see him on Stadium. He's the co-host of Run It Back on FanDuel TV. Basically, he does it all. And you can catch all the breaking news from Shams as it happens. Don't miss Inside the Association Trade Deadline Special, presented by FanDuel, and Tyler does great stuff for FanDuel as well, live exclusively on Stadium and Twitter from 1 to 2:30 next Thursday, February 9th. That's the day of the trade deadline. It's the only place you can get all of the Shams breaking news on deadline day. Congrats on, first of all, congrats on all your success. I mean, I
appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's good to be here with someone from Skokie, someone that knows the area. It's always good to be around people that are, you know, Chicago born and bred. So I appreciate you guys having me.
When did you know, before we get into nuts and bolts, I know it's a busy day. When did you know you wanted to do this?
Probably sophomore year of high school. You know, when I got cut playing basketball, I knew I had to do something else. You know, like I still love playing basketball, but I love the NBA. Like if I wasn't doing this right now, I would still be obsessing over transactions, trades, what's going on behind the scenes, player dynamics, what's this coach doing, what's the behind the story about this guy. So it's what consumes my mind all the time. I'm literally obsessed with it. So to be in this position now, it's like I'm living out, you know, kind of my fandom.
Now you get paid to do it. Like, instead of just being a fan at home, which is fabulous. It's
not
great.
Bad. I followed the Sylvie path. So, yeah. No, I mean, it's really sophomore year, I started writing a lot more, really honed in on, you know, school newspaper. And then, you know, you slowly progress. You do blogs, you do other things. Just, yeah, I feel like I've been doing it forever, but it's been, what, 2010, 2011? So 13, 14 years.
And you went to Loyola, right?
Loyola Chicago, class of 2017. Yep.
And then did you grow up a big Bulls fan?
For sure. I definitely think to an extent was a Bulls fan growing up, no question. But once you do this for long enough, you become more of a fan of the stories. You become a fan more of just like the people you cover as far as just like storylines and things that you're tracking, more than just a individual team.
All right. I don't want to get into the nuts and bolts right now. I want to reset this. There was a major player that you broke today who's requesting a trade. I want you to tell us about that when we come back. I want you to tell us what you think could happen with the Bulls. All that with Shams. He is in the Old National Bank studio, and it's coming up next.